The doctor will see you now, but don't expect your visit to last longer than 7 minutes on average if the policy set by some health insurance companies are followed. And from that brief encounter, you probably won't develop much of a doctor-patient relationship. Instead, you might come away with a prescription for costly drugs whose side effects you may or may not be able to tolerate. For millions and millions of patients, this is the unsatisfactory state of American healthcare. And for Aaron Martin, a young physician in Oregon, it can be dispiriting.
You have to play this game with what does this patient need and how much time am I willing to spend with them, because the administration is telling you need to see more patients. We're in the red. And if you try and buck the system, someone says, what can we do to get your productivity up? I'm not interested in getting my productivity up. I'm interested in helping patients.
This is a scene from Escape Fire, a documentary by the young filmmaker Matthew Heineman, who set out to diagnose American medical care.
The more and more we filmed, the more and more I realized how deep the problem was. You know, I think we all have a sense that our system's broken. I think we all have experienced it to some degree, whether it's personally or someone in our family or a friend. But to really be on the front lines and see this in rural clinics and emergency rooms, in the military, I think really gave me a much grander scope of how perverse our system is, and that profits on sickness, not on health. And I think that what we show in the film is how do we shift that oil tanker of a disease care system to be a true healthcare system, a system that that profits on health, that promotes health. It's not a system we have right now.
Matt Heineman and his co-director Susan Frumke followed the stories of several patients trying to navigate a medical system that can fall frustratingly short of true healthcare. In one case, we meet Robert Yates of South Louisiana, a young infantryman who was injured during military service in Afghanistan.
I came to Walter Reed. I was on Valium just for the anxiety. I was on antidepressants. I was on trazodone, clonopin. I was so dependent on my pain medication. When you're injured, they feed you. All this stuff, it's addictive. It is so addictive. I'd rather be shot again than go through withdrawals of coming off that medicine. No soldier should have to go through this.
I think the military storyline of the film is really one of the most talked about and moving stories in the film. And I think people always ask us, why did we feature the military or follow Sergeant Yates in a film about healthcare? And for us, the military really was a microcosm for the rest of America in that they had this sort of default reliance on medications. You can't almost open the paper any day and not read about over-medication in the military, suicide in the military, the epidemic of post-traumatic stress disorder. And so we knew that this was a problem, but we also knew that this was a problem that the military is trying to address.
And Sergeant Yates is a very young man suffering from chronic pain,
right,
and very severe psychological struggles in the form of PTSD that afflicts so many service people who have come back. So he was a candidate under the usual system for a heavy regimen of medications.
Yeah. So again, we were trying to find, highlight people in the military that could illustrate this problem over medication, and also find somebody. We knew that the military is trying to look at outside the box ideas on how to fix this problem through alternative and complementary medicine. We went to Germany to film a study in which the military is trying to use acupuncture instead of medications on this medevac flight from Germany back to Andrews Air Force Base. Before this flight, I met this young man, Sergeant Yates, very snowed under just a cocktail of drugs.
I mean, he was so heavily medicated in the early scenes of the story that you showed that he was borderline catatonic.
The nurses and the doctors on the plane essentially can't figure out what drugs he's on. He's on so many drugs that his blood pressure drops. It kind of becomes this emergency situation. We follow him on this flight and then ultimately follow him for about 6 to 9 months afterwards. He immediately goes to Walter Reed, and after a friend of his dies from a prescription drug overdose, he realizes that he doesn't want to continue on this path. And he enters into a special program at Walter Reed, which is actually no longer funded, as a side note, but that, you know, provided him with meditation, acupuncture, group therapy. And through this program, he essentially got off all the medications and thrived. And so it was this really amazing arc from somebody who's, you know, snowed under countless drugs, who's broken both spiritually and physically, and who ultimately walks out of Walter Reed on his own 2 feet.
The Escape Fire documentary, which has been shown in theaters and on CNN, takes a thoughtful, sober look at the topic of improving our medical system and the cost in human suffering of failing to do so. But when Washington took up health care reform in 2009, in the debate that resulted in President Obama's Affordable Care Act, the tempers of some Americans flared.
This is about the systematic dismantling of this country. You have awakened the sleeping giant. We are tired of this. This is why everybody in this room is so ticked off. I don't want this country turning into Russia, turning into a socialized country. My